What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast on January 12th, 2022. This is actually take two. I accidentally said last year's date for whatever reason. It is the morning prior to me going in for my work shift here on this chilly morning. It's been weird, weird January weather-wise. This is, by the way, if you guys are new to the podcast, all about Kansas State Athletics, K-State Wildcats here in Manhattan, Kansas, which I'm currently living at. And this focuses on last night's heartbreaking loss. K-State women trying to keep their unbeaten streak alive, at home at least anyway, and came up a tad bit short. They were leading. They were leading after I signed off on Angel 95's coverage of Flint Hills Christian School basketball. Angel 95, I was doing coverage of that game while this game was going on. K-State led majority of the way, especially coming off of explosive second quarter where they outscored Iowa's Lady Cyclones 17-9. This was a game that Ioka Lee set, folks, the school record last night, but all for naught. K-State loses literally in the final minute of this ball game. A big-time three late by Iowa State was the difference in this one. And thought late in this game, yes, Ioka Lee was absolutely brilliant in this game. Jeff May talked about her in the post-game presser last night, but gotta circle back to these. Like them, man, I'm not gonna cut. It's hard. It's hard, really hard, especially the way this the trend is going for this women's team now with the way they lost this game. It's going to be interesting, and maybe we'll talk about this even more when we record, me and Alex record the weekly edition podcast later on tonight, episode 82. And oh, by the way, a shameless plug, you have not checked out episode 81 of Triple P Weekly. Might want to do that right now before 82 comes out later on this week. But yeah, we'll talk about some more. But late game execution, Serena Sundell, who's been terrific, obviously. And yes, this is probably going to be a learning experience for her going forward. But a couple of turnovers by her late in this game, especially down the stretch, turnover the ball. Iowa State capitalized on a couple of those. And Rebecca Dollinger's would have been three that would have sealed this game for K-State had she knocked it down, missed the three-pointer late. And then with less than 33 seconds left, Iowa State knocked down a late three there late in this game to basically seal the difference there. But Ioka Lee, you got to go back to her, obviously. And this was the first game that the Lady Wildcats were ranked for the first time in quite some time. Ioka Lee, 38 points in this ball game. Iowa State had no answer. 18 of 29 shooting from the field, 11 rebounds, 3 blocks, 2 steals. Only the fifth time in school history a K-State player scored 30 or more points against Iowa State, and the first time since Brittany Chambers did it back in my graduating year. February, she's broken a lot of Brittany Chambers' records here, here in 2021-2022 campaign for the ladies as well. That really catches my eye there. And Ioka Lee, 40th career double-double in this ball game. Again, all that effort for not in this game here. McGraw with a big three down Main Street there. Well, actually, to almost top of the key late in this game to seal it there. And Iowa State is on top of the Big 12. And not to mention, this was for the lead for K-State to sit on top of the Big 12 conference. And they instead will sit second behind Iowa State. But for whatever reason, these games between the Lady Cyclones and the Wildcats, these games tend to go late and down to the wire. This has been a trend. I'll probably go back this last year, really, or I can go back a year before that. Between these two teams play some really good games, especially in Bramah's Coliseum. I remember the one late last year there. K-State, I believe, knocked off Iowa State last year late in this similar situation there, and this time Iowa State comes in there and really puts a dagger in the K-State here. And moving forward, after this one, this is going to be real interesting now. Stay tuned for K-State ladies basketball, because this is going to be really intriguing here. See how they bounce back from a gut punch here. Ioka Lee, and this is where my two cents comes in, where you need help other than Ioka Lee. Yes, she's been the dominant big lady, if not the best late big rebounder and school point scorer in the nation. You gotta have somebody else. Usually Sundell's usually pretty solid, but she turned the ball over quite a bit last night. Only 4 points. My goodness, 11 assists last night. She could dish really well. I've already said the intangibles on her, but turnovers really costly down the stretch there late, and you don't get your help there from any of one of the Glenn sisters either. Briley Glenn, 7 points in 33 minutes of action there. Jalen Glenn, 5 points in the game. Rebecca Dollinger started in this game tonight, which I just double checked that. I caught this game. Caught the latter portion of this game coming off of the boys game, the boys Flint Hills Christian School game last night there, so able to watch it. No Ebert again for this game. Costly there. Jada Moore came off the bench last night. Laura Mackey and Taylor Lauterbach. Mackey and Moore combined 20-plus minutes there and 7 points combined there. But again, that's a... Ooh, yeah. I can't think of the other person right now, as it is Wednesday morning as I'm recording this. So this is current time, which you're going to get this podcast later on around lunch hour. But yeah, you're missing some depth there, obviously, and you don't have your all-utility player there. Ebert still, I don't know what the issue with her is at the moment there. That's her second missed game there. But if you don't get double-figure scoring from any one of those trio players, Briley, Jalen Glenn, or Serena Sundell, yes, Ioka Lee carried away there, but you had Serena there as well, had a big game points-wise and dishing the ball out really good. You don't have at least one other player. I always harp on this going back to last year. You got to have at least three players to score the basketball. You know you're going to get tremendous production from Ioka, but you're going to have somebody else there to carry, take some of that weight. It didn't happen last night, obviously, but, these girls know how to win. Last night you could have used that. One other person could have got hot late from the field and taken that pressure off and could have carried a win there. Of course, Rick Dollinger missed three there late in the game. Got to start her first career start, by the way, last night. They missed a big time three, which would have sealed the deal for K-State. Had that three, would have went down. But instead, Iowa State, of course, knocks down a three from the right elbow there to eventually hit a late free throw to seal the deal there, as ninth-ranked Iowa State squeaks, escapes Bramlage with a 73-70 win here. Let me check here the next time the ladies are playing. So this is going to be something to watch here this weekend. Going on the road, they'll still be ranked, but as the new rankings won't come out till next week, they're going to be going on the road to face Texas Tech, who is 8-6. Game's going to be at 2 o'clock. Big 12 ESPN Plus Network will have that game. I believe that is a Saturday. Yes, I want to confirm that. That is a Saturday, I believe. So K-State will look to bounce back. Big road test in Lubbock coming up. K-State now, 25th ranked K-State now, falls to 13-3. The Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Spotify, Apple, Audio Boom, Amazon, and more. The K-State ladies basketball team lose their first game at home at Bramlage last night in a thrilling fashion. Iowa State hits a big three late, overshadowing Ioka Lee's career big night for K-State, scoring 38 points last night. Was not enough in a three-point loss. Eddie Greer here, another Pearl Project Podcast Daily in the books. Again, I was going to post the one I recorded yesterday. Today, I'm going to move that to tomorrow. This will be out during lunch hour. Go Cats! This has been another edition of PPPD.